Proverbs chapter 4. Look at the 17th verse. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto a perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not of what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. And the cross reference says medicine. Yes.
Amen.
Right.
So what good is medicine sitting there at your nightstand? I didn't know your story until I saw that yesterday in partner service. She is the nurse at our clinic right there on property. Ha, ah, bless your heart. Thank you, Jesus. While I was in the hospital when they removed my appendix. And I mean this. And every nurse in the sound of my voice. She is to a doctor what a mechanic is to a pilot. Without her, he cannot do a good job. And without a mechanic that pays attention to what he's doing, I don't want to fly the airplane after him. And thank God, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has two of the finest aviation mechanics in the world. We need him. We went to, this is because of what I'm about to read. We needed an intermediate airplane. Now, do you know how big Mike Barber is?
Yes.
No, you don't, until you get up next to him. I mean, this man was all pro. He won his football, Bum Phillips. He won his coach, professional football player, to the Lord. And he goes to prisons. Mike Barber and his wife, Shaheen. And they are, oh, listen. Well, we had him in a Cessna 421 and he filled the airplane up. Well, and though Cessna doesn't build those airplanes anymore. Well, we found out about a Swedish airplane called a PC-12 Pilatus. And they have you guys have a picture of that airplane? I'd like to show it if you would, please. I think you have. No, not that one. That's the inside of it. I don't want the inside of it. Get outside. There it is. I want you to notice the tail number. November 91KC. I said, does the owner want to keep the tail number? No. Well, checked it out. It had been on a Cessna citation. This airplane's built in Sweden. On a Cessna citation years and years ago. And he said, I want this airplane in a hurry. And so just grab the next tail number you get. The God that knows everything put the 91st Psalm with my initials on it. Because we fly Mike to prisons. Prisons are in out-of-the-way places, as they should be. And we fly him to different places around the United States. Well, he can go in that one, and he thanked me. He said, Brother Copeland, he said, I can stretch out in that airplane. See, that's what these things are for. Amen. Mike Barber was having to drive his truck all over the state of Texas. And the Lord said, you get him in those prisons. And I've preached in prisons. There was a time, well, our ministry put satellite receivers in every prison in the state of Texas. Then some in Arkansas and a few in Colorado. And it got to the place where the Texas Department of Correction said to Mike, anything the Copelands want to do, you don't have to check it out with me. So whatever they want to do. So I baptized a serial killer in the Barry County Jail in San Antonio. And I was there when he was executed. And there's this little deal here down there. And and of course, I was on his list as his spiritual advisor. And I said, Stephen, you know, the Apostle Paul said, grace is sufficient. I said, don't get the idea that that lethal injection is any fun. That thing makes a loin bang when it goes off. Thank you, Jesus. March 13, 1985. And Lawrence Harvey was a warden there. And we had become very good friends. And he's spirit-filled man. And he said, Stephen, I was as close from here to you. A little railing there. He said, Stephen, now this, I want you to listen to this because this is part of what we're doing here today. Oh. Someone needed to hear this. Someone needed to hear this, or I wouldn't be doing this right now. Oh, God, thank you. And he's up here in this mesh. I said, let me know if grace is sufficient. And I was as close as to here. And they had him on gurneys like this, and he's all strapped down. And he started preaching. Now, he said, now, what the Holy Ghost could do for somebody like me.
Come on.
And he said, now, I don't want any stay of execution. He said, I don't have anybody in this whole world but my little five-year-old boy. And he said, I want to go on to heaven. I don't want to hang around here one second more than I need to. He said, if that Holy Ghost could do something with somebody like me, think about what he could do for you.
Hallelujah.
And you begin to quote scripture. I told him, I said, Stephen, you have long enough here to become an expert on prayer. And he was. Hallelujah. I could go on, but I don't have time. But he looked over there at me and he's with a smile on his face.
Jesus. Thank you.
That's what Mike and I do in those prisons. The great healings in there. So now, thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, I give thanks for this time, the time that we've been together, the fellowship in your word, the Christian family presented to me, and he called names of the personal witnesses. Allow your Holy Spirit to flow as I know your love has been showered upon me. Forgive them, for they know not what they do, as I know that you've forgiven me. as I have forgiven them. Lord Jesus, I commit my soul to you. I praise you and I thank you. And that's the way he went out of this earth. A serial killer that had killed at least 21 women. Well, all they had to do is convict him of one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Greater is he. Hallelujah. I know someone had to hear that. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Now then, I'll get back on track. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is extremely important to know, I know you do, but I'm speaking to the radio and television audience. It is extremely important to know that this book is the will of God. Yes. So, we take our medicine. The word is our medicine.
Amen.
Now, Isaiah is fulfilled. Go to the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan unto the land which the Lord God giveth thee, that thou shalt set up great stones, plaster them with plaster, and write upon them the words of this law. When you are passed over, you may go in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that flows with milk and honey, as the Lord God of our fathers has promised thee. Therefore it shall be when you go over Jordan that you shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and thou shalt plaster them with plaster. And there you build an altar to the Lord thy God, an altar of stones that lift up, and you shall not lift up any iron tool upon them. He's setting up, God through Moses is setting up something that is very holy. And thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord thy God. And thou shalt offer peace offerings and eat thereof and rejoice before the Lord thy God. Thou shalt write upon the stones all the word of this law plainly. This is the only way they had of doing this. And Moses and the priest and the Levites spoke unto all Israel, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. This day, now all the old guard was gone, and the Lord just said, you just keep saying, well, we're going to die in this desert. and I've heard your voice, so you're not getting out of here. And you can find that in the book of Numbers. Didn't mean they went to hell. They just griped too much. All 20 years old. Plus Joshua and Caleb. Anyway. You'll stand upon Mount Ebal to curse. Now, wait a minute. These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. And when you are come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. Now, that included Jesus and the Apostle Paul. And these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. And the Levites shall speak and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice. Now, you got roughly 1 million people on one mountain and 1 million on the other one. Now, this is one of the reasons I did what I did. You see what happens when you go with a loud voice. You get up into another level spiritually. Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image. Abomination to the Lord and work of the hand. And went all through that. Cursed be he that removes the neighbor's landmark. And all the people shall say, amen. Cursed shall be that maketh a blind to wander out of the way. And the people said, amen. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless and widow. And the people shall say, amen. And cursed be he that lies with his father's wife, because he overcomes the father's skirt. And all the people shall say, amen. And cursed be he that lies in any matter of beast. And all the people said, amen. Cursed be he that lies with his sister, a daughter, and father. He's just laying down the moral laws. And these exist today. Because they're in this book. Cursed be he that lies with his sister, daughter, father, daughter. Cursed be he that lies with his mother-in-law, and all the people say amen. Cursed be he that smites his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say amen. Cursed be he that taketh an innocent person with all the people. Cursed be he that confirms all the words of this law. Now, this is going on all day with roaring sound that you never, ever forget. And it shall come to pass, if you'll hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all of his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee, overtake thee, and thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Now here's the blessings. These are the blessings of Abraham. Now, they went through all this whole drill. Verse 15. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to go to the right hand or the left. But it shall come to pass, if you will not listen to the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and do all of his commandments and his statutes, I command thee this day, these curses will come upon you. Cursed shall you be in the city. Cursed shall you be in the field. Cursed shall be your basket and your store. Curse, 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 curse. And they'll smite thee with fever and consumption, inflammation, and the sword. And it just goes on and on. Now the Lord nailed me on this 47th verse. Because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. And the word of the Lord came up on the inside of me. And he said, you don't ever do that. Oh, I'm telling you, it hit me hard. It hit me very hard. And so I repented and received my forgiveness. So now, and we'll get the bottom line of this right here. Thirtieth chapter, verse 15. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil, in that I command thee this day to serve the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, that you mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God will bless thee in the land. Verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record or to witness against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore you choose life, that both you and your seed may live, that you may love the Lord thy God and may obey his voice. And that you may cleave to him, for he is your life. He is your length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord thy God. To your father Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob to give them. Say amen, somebody. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whoa. Life and death, choose.
My name is Good News Erondu. I'm from Nigeria. Nose blockage. I've always experienced the symptoms as long as I can remember. Nose blockage, lots of allergic reactions, and later on, when I found out that it was sinusitis, so basically I've had it for over 20 years, Pastor Copeland said that you've been scheduled for tonsillectomy, you know, so that's removal of the tonsils. So it affected my tonsils at some point, and the ENT doctor scheduled me for tonsillectomy, but I delayed. I wasn't sure I wanted to do it because I read online about sometimes complications that come out of doing that. So I wasn't quite sure. So I knew it was my word when he said you've been scheduled for tonsillectomy because of the sinuses.
Somebody has been diagnosed with tonsillitis and they're talking about removing your tonsils or tonsillectomy. No, you're not going to have to do that because that's under the curse of the law and you just received your healing.
I remembered again, oh, okay, I can trust God for this healing. So I was trusting God for other things, like emotional stuff, but not this one. But when he mentioned it, so I was like, okay, God is up to this time. And then what I noticed that followed after the declaration was that my sinus cleared out. I was able to breathe from both nostrils, yes. It just shows that he knows me and he knows every detail about my life. And it was amazing to hear him talk about it. I screamed so loud and I was so happy.
There might be some questions about healing that have come your way. Is it God's will for me to be healed? Who is the source behind all sickness and pain? Is healing for today? Find out what the Bible has to say about your healing in a powerful two-resource package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries that will tell you the truth about your healing. In this package, you'll find a book by Gloria Copeland called God's Will for Your Healing and her mini-book, Don't Buy the Lie. God always wills for you to be healed. See how throughout his word, he demonstrates his covenant promise of healing to his people. From the first covenant to the second, God reveals himself as healer. When Jesus defeated the curse, it included all sickness and disease. Learn how the word is an incorruptible seed you plant in your heart that Satan cannot stop. Begin to take the word like medicine, speak it out in faith, then act on it, and see for yourself God's will for your healing. Healing belongs to God's children. It belongs to you. Request the Truth About Healing package today. Also available as a digital download free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Learn the truth about healing direct from God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Period.
Join us for the California Victory Campaign, November 14th through the 16th. Register at kcm.org/CA today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. In Deuteronomy 30:19, God is setting before you life and death, blessing and cursing, and He said to choose life. You can make that choice. The decision is yours. Jesus destroyed all the works of the devil and made it possible for you and I to live in the blessing of the Lord. He gave us His victorious position over all the curse, no matter what that is. I want to invite you to choose Jesus and make Him the Lord and Savior of your life. Pray this with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Jesus is your Lord, your Savior, your healer, your provider. He is all you will ever need. To help you get started in your new life in Christ, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to send you the Salvation Package free. It includes their book, He Did It All For You, and information to help guide you through reading and studying your Bible. Take the time to search the scriptures and find the covenant promises God made to you. Your Heavenly Father is interested in blessing every part of your life, spirit, soul, and body, financially and socially. Start your journey of faith today. Request your gift on kcm.org and select the Salvation Package. Now then, a great way to build your faith is to come to the California Victory Campaign. This 3-day event starts tomorrow, and it's free to attend. Join Kenneth Copeland live November 14th through the 16th in Costa Mesa, California. Come and be totally immersed in the Word of God in a spirit-charged atmosphere of faith where you'll receive revelation, wisdom, and answers from God. For all the information or to watch the services live, go online to kcm.org. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.